But I mean, honestly, though, like, the reactions to this are sickening, because like the glee with which some of these cocksuckers are like pretending like they're not thrilled that like some subhuman has been swiftly taken out by like a Marine Todd style guy. And also the fact that like the police have already revealed like the guy who got killed, like his entire medical and criminal record, but like are not releasing the name of the guy who killed him, like he's a cop or something. It's just like the deputizing. And it's just like whether you get arrested for one of these murders is like will largely be dependent on who you murdered.
Yeah, that's it. Like there's an in-group and an out-group. Like somebody said, I bet you wouldn't care if the reverse had happened. If in a crowded subway the reverse happened, everyone would find themselves, oh, well, I can act now, because you know you're protecting someone who you identify at some level as like part of us against somebody who is just out of that group. And so it would not have occurred. And if it did somehow, then there would be no question of what would happen next, because you'd immediately be arrested and sent to jail.
Yeah, it's not good. It's all. I mean, I really don't have much more to say about this. It's all very upsetting.
It's not
and
good.
Disturbing. Like it's just really horrible.
Yeah, it sucks. I mean, but it's unfortunately like the only two responses are just going to be like showing how good you are at like not noticing anything.
Yeah,
and like parading that as like a virtue or a like standard for behavior, or like, yeah, killing somebody or like cheering on somebody killing somebody. There is just no consideration or idea for this, like the unfortunate reality that everyone, whether they like it or not, has been deputized in like a public health struggle. Whether that's like addiction or mental illness or whatever. I mean, it's almost worthless to talk about individual reactions to it besides just not killing somebody, because it's downstream of so many choices beyond so many people's control so long ago. But it is like, there's just barely any suggestion of what the state's responsibility should be here. That is just completely absent.
Yeah, it can't be. Like every incident like this that sparks a discourse, it ends up being people trying to position themselves as aesthetically or morally superior to other people having a response. And that's because you're dancing around this giant black hole, which is the things that made this happen are only accelerating. And there's no mechanisms interposed against them that could realistically slow the process down. And so there's no, all you can do, the question is, does he go to jail or not? Can we, after something has happened, can we apply a punitive response? That will never change anything. It can't.